Now, let me ask you this. You know, the Bible's got over 31,000 verses in it, 1,189 chapters. Is there any place in the Bible that tells us to get baptized for dead people? Is there any command like that? Is there any story where Peter shows up and says, hey, let's get baptized for your dead relatives? Cornelius, what about your relatives that already died? Let's get baptized. There's nothing like that in the Bible. Yet the Mormons will say that they're, because they get baptized for dead people. They just all day, every day, they're just getting baptized. They just have lists of names of genealogies, and they're just baptizing for that person. It'd be like if I just brought Brother Segura down here every day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and I just got a list of all of Chris Segura's ancestors, all my ancestors, all your ancestors, and we're just like, and I'm just pretending that he's my great-grandfather Gustav. And I'm just like, all right, Chris, put on a baptism garment. And I'm just like, all right, Gustav Anderson, I baptize you. And I'm just like, all right, Adolf Anderson, Anders Anderson, you know. And I'm just going through all of these ancestors, dunking him. That's what the Mormons are basically doing.
Yeah.
Okay. And why? Where are they getting this? Well, I mean, they've got 1 Corinthians 15:29. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? Well, there you go, folks. Now, here's what's wrong with this method of interpreting the Bible. Is this verse telling us that God's people do this?
No.
Is this verse saying that the apostles do it?
No.
That Christians do it? Is he saying that we should do it? Is he telling us to do it? Is he saying that he does it? No. What he's talking about in this chapter are false teachers who are denying the resurrection. And he's pointing out an inconsistency in their own doctrine. He's saying, if these people don't believe in the resurrection, then why are they baptizing for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, then why are they baptized for the dead? Do you see what I'm saying? He's just pointing out that their own religion contradicts itself. It'd be like if I said, well, if the Mormons believe that Jesus was married, why don't they preach it? If that's what they believe, then why don't they preach that? Oh, well, Pastor Anderson thinks that they should preach that. No, I'm just pointing out the fact that they're not even consistent with themselves. So you never want to base a doctrine on a question. Base a doctrine on a statement. This is not even a statement. It's a question saying, well, why do these people do this? It doesn't even make sense what they're doing. Oh, well, let's go do that. You see how that's a wrong way of interpreting the Bible? And, you know, you wonder sometimes, you know, there's all these denominations. There's all these religions out there. How do we know which one's right? Everybody's got an interpretation. But you know what, friend? That's not true, okay? You've got people who interpret the Bible correctly, rightly dividing the word of truth. And you've got people that twist scripture to teach what they want it to teach. The Mormon church is built on the lusts of men like Joseph Smith and Brigham Young, who wanted to just have a harem of underage girls. And that's what they did. They had a harem of underage girls. And so they're going to build a doctrine around that. Oh, you know, you can't go to heaven unless you get married, girls. And you want to go to the you want to go all the way telestial or you want to go celestial? Hey, stick with me, babe. You're going to be in the highest level of heaven, the celestial. Okay, that's where this doctrine comes from. It's a bunch of dirty old men in Utah bringing a bunch of underage girls into the harem wanting to be married to 10 wives, 15 wives, 20 wives. They're a bunch of perverts. That's what's going on. And so they're going to build a doctrine around that. And let me tell you something. The Bible, because it has 31,000 verses, you can pretty much get the Bible to say whatever you want it to say if you take verses out of context. And if you just grab a line here and grab a line there and just rip it out of its context, twist it, especially when you go get some other version of the Bible, you can get the Bible to pretty much say whatever you want it to say if you want to twist scripture. Because there's 31,000 verses. There's so much material to work with. Or with a good and an honest heart, you can approach scripture and just take it for what it says. Amen. And just read what it says. and not read into it things that aren't there.